All right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Red Eye Report. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the begotten or forgotten in Alabama, which is in relation to the recent Supreme Court ruling about in vitro fertilization. As always,
we're talking about fucking the moon tonight.
Fucking the moon. Yeah, I know, right? That's the whole next ASHRAE episode. We'll be schooling you guys about going to the fucking moon. We're taking diversity to the moon. Stay tuned. With nice us, as always, we've got frozen potatoes, or still potatoes, Oracle. Toss them all out, Teddy. And then don't forget about Meghan Markle made me do it, Mystic. And ain't nobody in the pool, ASHRAE. And as always, this is the Red Eye Report.
Because you keep taking shits in the pool.
Fucking goddamn Meghan Markle. Reason for all of Mystic's troubles.
She is.
All right. So before we go into the actual episode, we have to do our weekly Dane County Humane Society pause for the cause. And this week's pet is actually placeholder name is Harambio. Harambrio, actually, I first pronounced Harambrio. It's a frozen, the last frozen embryo of Harambe, the gorilla. And he's fleeing Alabama and demanding that his rights now be respected because Alabama has said that he is now actually got the rights of a child. And only the Dane County Humane Society can do that.
Nice.
We're idiots. You know
that. Yeah. Man, I can't wait just until somebody actually...
Don't come at me like that, man.
Can't wait till what?
Until somebody from the Dane County Humane Society listens.
Files a libel
just like,
on
what the fuck is this?
Why are all our animals flying off the shelves?
It'd be funny if we have to go back to all our episodes like, sorry, Oracle, you're just going to have to put a beep.
Well, by that time, hopefully the AI tools will be good enough.
Right.
Change it to Grant County.
Right.
My home county. Actually, change it to a county none of us go to. Iron County in northern Wisconsin.
Iron County, there Iron you go. County. Perfect.
Anyways, so tonight's episode, we're talking about the recent kerfuffle in Alabama about reproductive rights. And so basically, the Alabama Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos are considered children.
Of course they are.
So their ruling, in effect, which most people just heard is why it made the news, is that like this ruling is only possible because of the recent Dobbs decision, where now abortion is no longer protected on a federal level. So now the state Alabama can actually be like, boom, we can make this ruling because the federal government like doesn't have a ruling above it to negate it. So they're just like, yeah. Now all the in vitro fertilization clinics in the state are just like basically admitting like this is such a gray legal area that like because also the way in vitro fertilization works is there's always extra embryos. Some of them they're like, yep, look at that embryo, like that embryo ain't gonna turn out right. I'm just like, but they get disposed of or they're given to like donated to science. And I often believe it's like even though you sign a waiver, the couple like has a choice to whether it wants to be donated to science or just destroyed. But anyways, now it's like, fuck, nobody can get there. All these rich people. And if you think about it, in vitro fertilization is not cheap. I don't have anyone close that I know, that has done it, but like you have to have some money to make this happen. And
sure.
For those who don't really know about it, we'll do the basics.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but John Oliver did a show on it. And he was saying that it's like tens of thousands of dollars.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, like, wow. These are people, and granted, these people aren't all rich.
Treatment, but like a cycle of treatments, like it takes like 6 months or some shit, but it's like 10 grand, if not more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is basically for couples who have been trying to get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
they're having a hard time getting pregnant. You know, no matter how high they fucking hold her knees above her head for 30 minutes, they go to a fertility clinic and get tested. And usually it's like, you know, there's a problem on one end or the other. But in vitro fertilization is a way of like increasing the odds. The woman, though, like she has to basically like just pop hormones. Like a fucking pig in a feed mill, and she gets
I wouldn't use that terminology. I mean, like somebody who
needs to pop
hormones.
Yeah, anyways, that really paints a pretty graphic picture.
Okay, no, I don't know. Like the one of the authors I was reading, she made it sound like she's like it's intense. Like I did it myself, and she's like you got to keep popping these hormones, and it makes your emotions go fucking crazy. But like all those hormones are made so that the ovaries are like. Pumping out rather than one or, you know, like egg at a time, like it's pumping out 8 to 10.
Damn.
But that's also after like,
and that's how you end up with like six couples and shit.
The woman has to prep herself to go in there and have them. And there's no guarantee, right? So they scoop out as many eggs as they can. They then combine it with the sperm from the husband or the donor, that's also in vitro fertilization allows people who are single, like single professional women or homosexual couples to have children. And so after 5 days, they put them in an incubator for 5 days with the collected eggs and sperm. And then after 5 days, they are assessed and they actually test them genetically. And they can also, you know, couples can decide we want a girl. You can decide. You can test for the gender.
What's up, cat? They're way bigger than the last time I saw.
Oh, look at them! Look at them.
Holly, what do you think, Holly?
Yeah, Holly. Holly's like, do you still have my embryos frozen? You fix me.
She's like, please let go.
Holly's like, you better froze my embryos, my harambios. Anyway, so the whole point of IVF though is like the doctor gets to pick the best of the best, and it's like this. Embryo is going to have a genetic defect. Like, we're not going to put it in you for you to then have to go through that process of losing it.
Well, yeah.
Gattaca shit right there. Yeah.
Exactly. And this is what part of the criticisms of the people who want to get rid of IVF is the fact. And the thing is, you got to hand it to them. Like, it follows the logic of the pro-lifers. And the pro-lifers and the anti-abortionists who are like, what do you mean you want to take away my IVF? Like, this is the only way I can have a kid. I never thought about it. But it's like, if you believe that life begins at conception in that petri dish, that's conception, even if it's going to be a bad embryo. And it's
hilarious.
Yeah.
Their actions. It's kind of like when Scott Walker made that law that when he changed the number of fucking or the percentage of like an election. Like the difference in votes, like he changed the percentage so that he couldn't get a recount. You remember that shit?
Oh, yes, yes.
Like he did it to himself. And it's fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm. So, and basically the general gist, though, is that like couples use this therapy all the time, right? And they have, they might have 8 eggs that are, and say 6 of them. Are like, these are good. They will start trying. Say the first one takes. They then have the option, like they keep their eggs frozen. They're like, all right, we're going to have another child in 2 years.
Sure.
With this frozen embryo. And I think the fucking harambrio makes me want to say embryo. Anyways, in 2022, the whole point of this case came about, which nobody's really talking about, was like, why the fuck did this happen in 2022 in Mobile, Alabama? Of course, in Mobile. A judge dismissed a case where there was 3 couples. These were 3 couples who also all successfully had children, I believe. But those since, like, and also what every other couple does, they have the ability to pay to keep those extra eggs frozen and viable. So this clinic was connected to a hospital, like a lot of these fertilization clinics are. And so, I really, really wanted to find what's the real details behind this story. Because here's how this whole case started. Some motherfucking patient wandering in, like, whoa, what's going, what's behind this door? Walks wait, from the hospital, not connected to the fertility clinic at all. Wanders in. I want to say that they're high on drugs, like someone out of Trailer Park Boys or something, you know, just like, what's going on? What's behind here, right? This is how the story goes, is that apparently this patient from the adjacent hospital wandered in through an like unsecured door and then somehow got to where the embryo chambers are and was like, oh, what are these? Pulled them out.
What? Oh my
God, they're sub-zero temperature. Frostbite. Oh, drops them.
What?
Drops them on the floor. Destroys these, saved from these three couples. This idiot. This fucking idiot. I hope they were a patient in the mental ward or something. Who was like, really just couldn't be blamed because
nothing's lost. Just, though. I mean, it's fucking shit.
Also, who just grabs like a cryo-frozen?
Yes, a cryo-frozen thing too. That's what I'm thinking. Like, and you couldn't. And also, I guess, like, from all I tried to dig, there is no charges against. So maybe this person really was like someone who like was like in the mental ward who could, and it was just the fact that they were able to get in there. It's like, whoa, look at all this drug. Whoa. Ah! This though caused that these three couples to lose their saved embryos, and they then filed a lawsuit against the clinic. This was an accident. But the clinic, and also the thing is too, with like the clinic has you sign a waiver, and also that, like, I think usually in these legal waivers is that it also the embryos are technically their property, like, and also that you acknowledge that they are going to be disposed of, or if you want them to be donated to science, like, that's all part of the procedure for all these people who are using it, these three couples as well. But instead, they decided with the Alabama law from 1872, the wrongful death of a child, it was used, which basically was a law that, like, even unborn children, you could a parent could sue someone for killing an unborn child. So, like, say in 1872, fuck, your horse kicked my wife, you know, in the belly, and she lost their child. You know, I could sue you. Part of that law said that unborn children, regardless of location, which is a weird vagary, right? They decided, well, those are children based on, if we decide that life is based on conception, those are children while they're waiting in the petri dish there. And this clinic, you know, like, allowed them to be, you know, killed as, like, they have the same rights as a child.
Okay, that's a bit of a stretch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So the
no, it's not. God says it's so, and it must be so.
Yeah, God wants them to be in a fucking.
How dare you question the Lord?
Yeah. Test tube.
Christ.
So they, So the couple had signed the standard contract that all couples do with these facilities because that is part of the process, and this is also why they all had to stop, because they're like, this is too legally vague, because we throw away embryos all the time, and you're now saying we're throwing away babies all the time. Another good counterpoint is like, you can freeze you can deep freeze an embryo, but you can't deep freeze a baby.
You know what's funny?
Where you draw that line?
In a way, this is like just cosmic irony, because these are the same people too that blamed Hillary Clinton for running a fucking Planned Parenthood like baby killing scheme, and here they are, by the letter of the law, literally murdering babies.
Yeah.
Left and right.
Well, and the
awesome.
The thing is too that it is kind of the anti-abortion movement is like pushing that like people are easy, it's easy for people to be like, oh, I'm against abortion, but then like they don't realize that if you take that logic, like it means in vitro fertilization is like isn't cool either, because like they are they said so they basically the Supreme Court ruled, their ruling was that like, yes, that this lawsuit can go forward, because, and they even, like I mentioned earlier about that kind of standard contract, they the Supreme Court said, they basically punted, they're like, oh well, like there wasn't enough details about the contract within the initial suit from the court, because this was like a local judge in Mobile, Alabama. It's like, well, there wasn't enough, details about the contract's details. So in a sense, like, we're not going to even rule on that. What we're going to rule on is, are embryos children? They called them extrauterine children living in cryogenic nurseries.
Extrauterine?
Yeah.
What the
And it took them, I guess, in the breakdown I was reading, it said, I guess it was 24 pages they spent, like, defending. And they were, and granted, these pages are what the judges do. You know, they pull from, like, language from old laws. And this whole thing made me realize how much and why lawyers make so much money is because laws essentially for us are rules, and those laws are based upon language. And then if you get smart lawyers who can use language even better to worm around laws, you can then affect big change, and like you or change the standards with which we all decide like this is legal or not.
Isn't law considered all language?
Yes. And this like law links in there. I've got Legal Eagle. This guy, like, I don't know if he writes his own stuff because it's so fucking fast, but like, he really broke down the in and outs of like why this law was like why it was such a big deal, and also like why it came about in the first place. And then now, like, all these people are scrambling because they're in the middle of these expensive procedures, like you're saying, like $10,000, $15,000. And like, if the clinic is like, we're pausing procedures, you've been you sitting there fucking hammering down hormone pills and right. stuff, I'd be devastated.
And so that's money it's on the line? It's on hold in Alabama right now. That's what's
well,
what the deal is.
Apparently, the Alabama House did pass legislation within like less than like 3 weeks or so it took them, but they supposedly passed legislation that kind of is like, well, you have immunity if you're a fertility clinic to the like death and damage of embryos, even though our Supreme Court basically said that they are now all children. But there's like a bunch of people who are like, this is what we're rooting for. Is that there are people like rooting to the end of in vitro fertilization. Even though statistic was recently that 86% of Americans support it. You know, it's like, it's used by people of all political, you know,
leanings. We don't give a fuck how many people support it.
Who doesn't? Oh, people who want to get rid of it? Yeah, no, you're right. Because like, for them,
because otherwise pot would be legal everywhere.
For them, it's the logic, though. Like for them, though, it's the logic of when is life? When does life start? And it starts at conception, even if it's just that little. And they, basically, you know, they think of it as like an embryo is just a very, very young person yet, and that they, if you believe that children have a right to life, and that begins at conception. Then big fertility as an industry is responsible for more child deaths than like any of the abortion industry. Like the real child deaths are happening at the IVF clinics. This is their logic.
Let's be
and they're
honest.
Right. If you
their
expand
logic is that white people are people as soon as they are fertilized. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it is Alabama. You shouldn't be surprised.
Talk about
no, actually, these yeah, but like these IVF people are let's see, the IVF opponents, anyways. They has like here's kind of the bullet points. They basically think that for one, they're the real easy one is for them to it's like because single women and the homosexuals are allowed to have families, like genetic families of their own. Another criticism of IVF is that it devalues sex, which is so stupid. It's like, because the people are using it, it's not like they weren't trying sex.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
They were fucking for such a long time, and they're just like, why? You know? I mean,
yeah.
When, as a family plan, like when you're especially after a marriage too, when it's like, let's try to work for a family, and you both are trying, and you're trying your fucking damnedest to say that, like, the IVF is devaluing sex. Like, you're like, oh yeah, you know what, honey, I've been putting you off for so long. Like, let's have a baby. I still don't want to have sex with you. Let's go to the IVF clinic. Yeah. Holy, man, what a poor cut.
Probably doesn't play out that way.
Yeah, no, it doesn't happen that way at all. Another thing too is there's, of course, it's always rooted in religion. So, like, having children should be a cooperation between the husband, wife, and God.
It is God's the science. You're retards.
God.
Yep.
God's in the fucking corner. Jerking off while you're trying to get your old lady knocked up.
God's right in the corner, like, come on, man, you got it. You got it. You got it. Get it. Get it. Get it. Plant that seed. Harambe.
Wow.
I just snorted at the idea of God screaming Harambe's name. Anyways. So the other thing too is that there's a small amount of critics who look at it from a purely scientific, like more of like a Christian kind of Catholic science perspective of like, well, you're bringing an element of eugenics into this because the doctor gets to lay out the eggs after those 5 days of incubation, test them for all these genetic markers, and then you pick the best ones. And it's like God isn't like, they don't like the idea that the chance is not involved. But at the same time, it's like these people are doing this because they tried chancing for so long, you know, like,
right.
They don't recognize that they're only going through this expensive procedure because they're trying to try everything.
Yeah. And for those prices, I mean, I would want the guarantee that my kid doesn't have Down syndrome or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, exactly. What often it will be is that, like, and because if there's some fertility issues, and that's why they test genetically, because, like, maybe there's something, an issue with the eggs where you would have miscarriages continuously, you know? Whereas, like, you can actually test genetically to be like, this is going to be a viable embryo and is less likely that there'll be a miscarriage because it doesn't have this. And to be an expecting parent, and then you find out that the baby has something that's like, it's not going to even survive birth. This happens. This is why those medical abortions are needed. So anyways, those people though, like, created this shitstorm, and they're all believing like, you know, we'll slowly convince him. We worked with abortion. You know, even those guys like in the article laughing, it's like, yeah, you know, like even my abortion friends are like, we don't want to talk about this.
My abortion friends.
Well, like,
what kind of friends is this?
What kind of man has abortion?
He's with the ethics and public policy.
What kind of fucking man?
you don't have abortion friends? Come on,
yes, no.
I guess you would say his pro-life friends. Oh, wait, I shouldn't call them abortion friends.
Oh, okay.
But that's their hated or their mission was, or the or his point being is that the people who are all about and happy that they ended Roe v. Wade don't want to actually face the real logic that also IVF is bad too.
Mm. True.
Based upon our beliefs that like conception is, and then how are we okay with the fact that like we're using doctors to decide which one of these embryos rather than God deciding? And also one of their Well, they also openly admit that they're like, we realize this is not a popular opinion. And we also believe that, you know, just not all couples are going to be having children of their own, like genetic, biological children. It's just not what God wanted. That's
fucked up for you to tell somebody that for God, in God's.
That's their logic. So,
yeah, right.
But they shouldn't be making the fucking rules for everyone then. You know what I'm saying? That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
It's what's good for the goose isn't good for the gander in these people's eyes. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. So, I mean, it created a shitstorm where, like, right away, people had to be like, oh, fuck. You know, like, a lot of the conservatives had to be like, oh, you know, I'm against abortion, but, like, you know, I got a lot of rich, you know, friends and donors who, had, you know, a lot of snotty, spoiled children with IVF, you know, like,
yeah,
it is that the political, you know, politician crowd is full of people who use this because of, you know, plenty of reasons.
They have the money.
They have the money too. Exactly. And so, like, even Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, who is actually, like, pretty, like, pro life in his stance, he's like, oh, you know, I support IVF. And they're also predicting the Democrats. It's like, this is going to be an easy wedge issue to be like, all right, yeah, you know, like, they took Roe versus Wade. And now, look, it's like, oh, they've been clamped down on your in vitro fertilization. Like, this is where their logic goes. They're all crazy. And then to round it out, it was the fact, too, that, like, House main news is that there's only one dissenting opinion. And he was like, you're basically just going to stop in vitro, like, IVF as we know it in Alabama, like, if you make this ruling. And there was anyways, the majority, though, still, like, decided that, yep, you know, it's still technically considered a child. And then there was it's called a concurring opinion, which is basically means that, like, it's someone who also voted with the majority opinion, the official release majority opinion. Concurring opinion is like if the judge wants to write, like, you know, a side hype, like, yeah, you know, like, fucking A right, this is what we wanted. So Tom Parker, his Chief Justice Tom Parker, his concurring opinion was that even before birth, all human beings bear the image of God, and their lives cannot be destroyed without effacing his glory.
This guy's a fucking judge?
Yes, in Alabama. And that was an official concurring opinion. And he can actually make that concurring opinion without really worrying too much, or he wouldn't have even had to make it in the first place if it wasn't for the Dobbs decision, which took away Roe versus Wade. Also, because all these rich fucking donors in Alabama were like, what the fuck? Like, we've got kids in the oven, you know? Within 3 weeks, yeah, they apparently have some, you know, like, and I haven't found much, like, follow-up of, like, if all of them have restarted yet, the clinics, but it's apparently, like, a stopgap. That just ignores the fact that, like, well, the Supreme Court basically said you are killing children, but the, you know, state of Alabama is going to make you immune because you're part of an IVF clinic. Hmm. So, yeah, that is begotten and forgotten in Alabama.
Would you call it the Alabama caviar?
Jesus.
That's what that person that wandered into the hospital is like. You got some Alabama caviar in here.
Oh, shit. I forgot to let it warm up.
Gross.
That's why.
That's fucking gross.
I read. I also skimmed over the actual, like, PDF of the Supreme Court, you know, like, ruling and stuff. And, like, it is still such a gloss over of just, like, what caused this problem? Like, who was this person? They don't say anything about who this person was. That's why I'm like, maybe they were someone who's, like, they somehow, like they couldn't be unsupervised at all, you know, right? Like, because, like, also, who puts their hands into a frozen thing?
It wasn't the Supreme Court, or was it the Alabama Supreme Court that made the ruling?
You know, I didn't think about it, but it could have been. What if it was just someone really old with dementia who was there seeking treatment? And somehow it was just like,
Teddy just asked.
You know what?
Question.
I always remember getting ice cream.
I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Caviar. Hey. And grandma's cooler.
What the fuck, you retard? Did you not hear my question?
I didn't hear you. Sorry, I talked over you.
What the? You didn't talk over me. I waited till you fucking stopped talking. Was it the Supreme Court that made the ruling, or was it the Alabama Supreme Court?
This particular ruling is the Alabama Supreme Court.
Oh, okay.
It's the Dobbs decision that took away Roe versus Wade, which is what made this decision possible.
Gotcha. Thank you.
So, yeah. that is forgotten or dropping in Alabama. Moving along to what's sexy. Oracle. Turning Point.
So there's a new documentary on Netflix. Turning Point, The Bomb in the Cold War. They actually had a one on 9/11. I think that came out last year. I watched that. That was quite good. This one is super duper deep dive into kind of what has led up to, well, the Cold War, but it also really explains a lot of what's going on with Russia and Ukraine right now, and kind of how relations are with the between the U.S. and Russia. So highly recommend it. It's exhaustive. Like, it is a really...
Is it a series or
Yeah, it's a series. And it goes into it, you know, right from when we dropped the bombs or the Manhattan Project, you know, all that, and kind of how that progressed over time. And yeah, they don't think, hold
didn't we
any...
keep it from Stalin? Like, we didn't tell Stalin we had this, so we did it, right?
We said we have a bomb of extraordinary strength.
We got something.
Yeah, and that was about it. But they had infiltrated. Yeah, they knew. They had infiltrated. They had what's his name? Fuchs, who was on the Manhattan Project.
Old Fuchs.
Yeah, old Fuchs. He was fucked
by Fuchs.
Yeah. But this is really good because it is a balanced look at it too. It's like, okay, well, this is what the Russians are doing, and also fucking US is doing some fucking shady ass, like really fucked up shit.
You don't say.
Take that back.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Don't say.
Not America.
Right.
Never.
No. Hulk Hogan was behind. He did it all.
Hell yeah, brother. Yeah.
Hulk Hogan. Huh? Wow.
Remember his Cold War era?
Yeah. So check it out. Turning Point, The Bomb in the Cold War on Netflix. What's it?
Oh, Netflix, okay.
Yep. Boom.
Astrid.
That's it.
Bam, bam. I'm sorry.
That's all I got, man. I'm not going to explain the Cold War.
I was like, did my headphones cut out? Why so quiet?
All right. Sorry. let's go to Teddy. 11 days off.
Spring break. This is the first time in a decade I haven't gone anywhere for spring break. I was actually supposed to go to my boss's house in Florida, but one of our managers quit, so... I didn't go because we can't move. We go. So I was like, I'll take some of the time back. You're like, you already got a schedule already ready. Just fucking enjoy your time off. So yeah, got 11 days off.
Nice.
I go back to work Wednesday. It's been fun getting some stuff done around the house. Jerking off a lot, you know.
Nice. Yeah. Good balance,
right?
As soon as you get bored of working on the house, it's like, you know what I need? A good crank.
We're probably gonna do it again tonight.
Nice. Drank that. All right, moving on. Mystic Dune 2.
So there's certain movies that need to be seen.
Yeah.
On a big screen. I missed.
What was the last before that?
Oppenheimer. I think was.
Oh, you think but that I, should oh, have been seen
but
on
that
the big
you
screen?
Saw, I'm saying.
Yeah. But this is definitely one of them. And it's not even just for the visuals, which are cool as shit.
Oh,
the
yeah.
sound is fucking,
it's fucking
amazing.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, just like, the thumpers, bro, was awesome.
Dude, this fucking... There's a scene where he first jumps onto one of the sandworms. And I swear to God, like... It was just fucking, it was so immersive. Like, that whole scene was fucking nuts. It was a very good movie. They made, in my opinion, one really bad casting. And that's fucking the Emperor. It's played by Christopher Walken.
Oh, like Christopher Walken, yeah.
Hmm.
Is he only in the first one for a fraction of the moment?
first one at all.
I don't remember seeing him in the first one.
He's only in it for like 10 minutes in the
not in it for long, but he just doesn't. Like, when I think Emperor, I think like somebody who's somewhat feared. You know what I mean? Like, head of the Harkonnen family.
Walken is absurd.
Was fucking, you know, Stellan Skarsgård was fearsome. That motherfucker was.
Oh, Spade. Yeah, he was awesome. Yeah, like, I mean, the arena fight thing was awesome.
This dude, it's just like, you know, like, hey, yo, I'm the emperor. You know, like, I just, fucking, like,
yeah, it's
like,
Walken's got too much baggage coming into this.
Yeah, absolutely. But it was good. It was, he made some really cool creative decisions. In the filmmaking of it, like there's a black.
Did you see like a regular theater, or did you do like an IMAX or something like that?
I did IMAX.
I did IMAX with the Cine something. It's like the,
what's that?
Seats fucking rumble.
Really?
Yeah.
You did that too?
The ground and
shit. Oh man, they have that in fucking Madison or what? The IMAX.
I don't know if they do.
They have it here. It's expensive. It was like 20 some bucks.
It was like 20 bucks for a ticket. I went by myself super high. It was awesome. That arena scene was filmed with the ultraviolet infrared camera. Mystic.
Oh, nice.
Infrared camera? What did that do?
It made it all black and white.
Super laser projection makes it crisp.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Huh.
I like it crisp. I mean, who doesn't? No one wants to be soggy.
Infrared camera?
Say what?
They shot the scene with an infrared camera?
Yeah, that's what I heard, yeah.
I don't understand why that would make any sense.
I wonder if they did like they did a shoot and then they had a filter that they could do to make it like.
Well, the aperture just captures a little more than the visual spectrum and they can use, because infrared's close to the visual spectrum.
I just don't. Yeah.
It's right there.
I want to go see it again because it was a spectacle the first time. Now I want to kind of look at the fucking watch it closer.
Sounds like a road trip.
Bitch about it. Yeah, right. Dune with the Mystic. Pull out another sandworm. I was to say, like, what was the last movie you went to in the theaters? You hate going out of the house.
Ghostbusters. It was that last Ghostbusters I saw in the theaters, which
was a while ago.
It was good.
It was decent.
I don't pay to see big ones like this. You know what I mean? Like, I don't. Yeah. I'm not going to go see a comedy theater.
I only see the Avatars in the theater. That's
the last one I saw in the theater.
Actually, I did see the Avatar in the theater. So that was probably.
What it says, Mystic, is the scene was filmed in infrared to make it more sci-fi.
To make it more sci-fi.
Okay. They just could just say that.
Throwing shit out. Yeah.
Yeah. It was filled with infrared. Why? Because the scene looked really hot.
Well, that would make it against the backdrop. I get what the point is. They're dropping all the red out of the frame. So like it's just fucking that's what makes it intense. You have to watch it.
I guess I don't know yet.
It's like a strangle. You're like being strangled.
Jesus.
I'm serious, man.
Is it like tense the whole time?
I never felt strangled. I mean, it was a good. I really like the feeling of being
like claustrophobic and fucking strangled.
Man.
Like tension?
I mean, Getty Pride creeped me out. I mean, every time they showed me their fucking home road, it kind of creeped me out a little bit, but.
Yeah.
I didn't feel strangled at any time during the movie. I mean, I don't.
Oh, yeah, because Teddy, you and me are kinky.
Just felt like confined, like. That scene itself was just super intense, dude. Like visually and sound wise.
Oh yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Like it's
I was
just,
on edge of my feet, definitely. But I mean, I wasn't like,
your senses, there, assaulting your senses is what I kind of. You know what I mean? Think Ted Nugent.
Sure.
Think Stranglehold, Teddy. Moving on.
Ted Nugent.
All right,
yeah.
Moving on to Ashtray. Old Landjagers. You guys remember Landjagers at PDQ?
No.
I don't
remember
know
PDQ
what
gas stations.
What the
you
fuck?
Would,
I remember PDQ gas stations, but I don't know what a fucking Landjager is.
I don't know what this term
is.
It's
the nunchuck of sausages.
What?
They used to have these where they would hang like this. Yeah.
Why would nunchucks of sausages?
Well, because it always comes with two. It always comes as two, and they were considered like a hunter sausage because they can, they don't have to be refrigerated. And they would have this like little display at PDQ right at the counter where these would hang over the rail. And I used to get these all the time because the gas station was right next to my old house. And anyways, stumbled upon old Zubers, same brand, made here in the good old town of somewhere.
Are you going on a cattle drive or some shit? Like, why are you, why do you have these?
It is, oh, in Monroe. It's here in Monroe. Why do I have these? Because they're delicious.
You're weird, dude. Oh,
oh, man, it's like soft. Oracle,
so it's like beef and or pork or what?
Oh, yeah. Beef and pork. This is the Cajun mix. Pork, beef, salt, water, sugar, spices, mustard, garlic powder, and soybean oil.
Fly shit. Fucking feces.
So if you ever go out on a hunt and you don't know what to bring, you can also use them as nunchucks against a badger. All right, move along.
You can bring the venison sausage that of the animals that you kill.
I'm baked.
Yeah, you are.
You don't say.
Moving along. Fuck what you think, Oracle. I don't need a beer recommendation, bitch. Yeah. I drink PBR.
Yeah. So I fucking I go into a Quick Trip, which normally I don't go to Quick Trip to get beer because their selection isn't necessarily great. I like going to the grocery store.
It's expensive.
Yeah. But anyway, I happen to be right there. I'm like, okay, just going to grab some fucking beer. And I've been drinking a lot of Liney's lately. Liney and Kugel's.
I don't like Liney and Kugel's at all.
Yeah, I should have said Liney and Kugel's. PBR is better than that.
Yeah. But I get the... I can't remember what the fuck it is. I get the fruity ones, like the this is like cherry.
So bad now.
I can't remember what the fuck the other one is. But anyway, I got a six pack of some other fucking thing, a bottles, good, whatever. Like really good tasting beer. My wife likes it, and I go up to the counter, you know, and I'm just ready to check out. I'm ready to get home. This guy is just like. Ugh. Oh, Liney & Kugel, the Kool-Aid of beer.
Is this the dude checking you out? Or
yeah, this is the dude checking me out.
Quick Trip, okay.
Yeah, and I'm just like, yep, the Kool-Aid of beer. Thanks, man.
Kool-Aid beer.
Well, have you tried... And then he couldn't even think of, like, he started a recommendation and he couldn't even think of the rest of it. And I'm just like, dude, just check me out, man. I just want to get out of here. I can't think of it. Oh, the brand. Oh, I can't think of it. It's like, Jesus Christ, what are we doing here?
Right. Well, good are you then? Why'd you interrupt me?
Right.
Let me interrupt you with something forgotten.
Right.
The bullshit is that? Like, this is the world we live in. I'm sorry. It wasn't on TikTok.
Just let me fucking buy my beer, dude. That's all I want. This is Quick Trip. This is like a no contact fucking thing.
Now profile him. Age,
probably, if I were to guess, probably around 30.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought maybe he was older.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's what I was thinking, too. Okay, so that makes it all the more like, fuck you.
Right.
Like, you're younger than me, tell me what to drink. You don't realize now you can fuck off with your opinions when it comes to taste.
Yeah.
Duh.
But yeah, just an unnecessary interaction.
Yeah.
Right. Jihad on him. All right, moving along. Mystic. Gross misuse of time and talent.
Not saying I'm the most talented dude on the planet, right? But there's... So we have a section of our station, every station has it, called promotions. They're the ones that put together the commercials that you see. The promo bumps and all that shit, right? I found out tonight that they have been hiring freelance editors because they don't have enough time to cut the promos that they want cut in that department. And I don't like doing extra work. Look at me, I'm lazy. But I literally work maybe 3 hours a night.
Right.
The rest of the time, yesterday I watched Man of Steel on Netflix.
Wow.
Straight
just
through.
waiting for a job, basically.
Straight through. Didn't stop. You know what I'm saying? From like 3:15 to like 5 something or whatever, I just watched a movie. Like, hey, why are you hiring freelance editors to just give me something to do, dude?
Right.
Yeah.
Good fucking God. It makes
well,
no
thing too is like sense. You realize the inefficiencies of the company you're working for, and then it's like, well, if we solve this inefficiency, it might cause more work for me.
Right.
So you sit back and watch Man of Steel.
I'm kind of like,
I'll bitch about this on my podcast later. That'll show them.
See, you get it, dude. You get it.
I do.
That's why I love you. You get it.
It's like, you know what? Fuck it. What's next?
Right.
Moving along. I actually was going to try to finish watching this. About 4.5 minutes in, I stopped. But this Katie Britt, and only because like I kind of heard about it, of the State of the Union rebuttal. She's also a senator from Alabama.
Yep.
This is the one where they're like, is she in her kitchen? And anyways, I just, in watching her, what's that?
Didn't she do it with Trump?
I don't believe so. I mean, maybe there was a parody on SNL where Trump came out or something. But I just remember hearing like, oh, you know, some young female Republican, and it looked like she was in her kitchen. And you know, of course, this is, we always do that where we're like, it's not her kitchen, but whatever.
Right.
Like, she's going for that, like, I'm just a simple person at home like you.
Right.
And it's like, as you watch it, I couldn't get to 5 minutes in where I had to stop it because it was like, she's so, like, she's like the Meghan Markle of the Republican Party, where it's just like, you're overacting at how genuine and sincere and pure you are. It's like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that back counter. So looking at this closely, that back counter with that fucking box, it with the fruit and then the box behind it, and then that plant.
Yeah. Oh, we got this little. Yeah, it looks like one of those. Like, it's a peach box, right, honey?
Yeah.
I got this at the yard sale.
This that looks totally staged.
Totally staged.
Right. That doesn't
even
look
that
real.
Lighting is
right. Like the lighting is different.
But you know what? I also have a kitchen island. I always wanted a kitchen island. And I didn't get a kitchen island until Merv finally called in his pension. You know, whatever. These people, like, that's what they're feeding into. I didn't get to, like, 5 minutes more where I was just like, oh, I got to stop this. So I'm sure it was riveting. Anyways, moving on.
It looks like it's a flat picture they just put behind it.
Right. Yeah, it does. Like, something looks fucked up about it.
That'd be great. It just fell over.
Or if it's like, oh, that was a Zoom background. That's what it was.
Awesome.
Moving along to Teddy. Goddamn cops.
Goddamn cops, bro. We went to, me and my son went to Atlanta for a couple of days to a place called Grey Wolf Lodge. I am aware it's spring break. So I know there's going to be cops around. We drove down there. Dude, cops everywhere. I mean, fucking cops. And I was still sweet my ass up. I got pulled over. About 30 minutes from home on the way back. And the cop said the reason he pulled me over is because there was a state trooper ahead of me. He said I was following him too closely when he got off the exit. So that's why the cop said he pulled me over. I was like, that's a new one. but yeah, he only gave me a warning. But
he didn't pat you down.
Well, no, he did ask me to come back to his to the front seat of his car. He's like the guy, just like the cop in Iowa did.
What? I've never had that before.
Yeah, he actually comes in the front seat of his car. It's the second time it's happened to me. The first time was in Iowa.
I wonder what's the logic behind that.
Yeah.
Well, you can't take off.
I asked the cop, when I asked the cop in the my family was in the car, but I was like, but I asked the cop in Iowa, I was like, what's the reason for, I've never had this happen, so, you know, what's the reason for it? And he said, because we're standing by the window talking to you and stuff with, on the side of interstate, you got wind blowing, so you can't really get a good smell from people. But if you're sitting in the car right next to them,
clever.
You can't hide the smell of weed. You can't hide the smell of fucking.
Dude, really?
Yeah,
clever.
High smell of alcohol. And instead of a lot, what a lot of people do is they when we go back to the car with their ID, they'll take whatever they have out of their pockets and put it somewhere. So what? Ask you about the car immediately. I mean, you haven't really had a chance to get it out of your pocket, so. It's crazy.
And they actually told you that? They're like, yeah, you can't ditch your shit. Oh yeah.
Well, it's a tactic. Yeah, putting you in a position where you can't, like, oh fuck, like I'm gonna pretend I'm putting my seatbelt on, not pretending.
Refuse to go sit in the front seat of their car.
You'd be understandable.
Well, I feel like I refuse to go sit in the front seat of their car.
You've got the right skin for it, bro. I got my son in the car. I'm not trying to cause no static. He wants to do some, you know, I'm good. I ate my edibles already. We all right. I know it looks high as fuck, but there was nothing. I mean, there's nothing in the car. I mean,
I think I'm doing the thing too, where it's like, look at him real cross-eyed, like, no disrespect, but I've never had an officer ask me to go in their car. I will wait right here while you look in on me. You find out that, yes, my vehicle is registered and insured. Now fuck off.
Yeah, you can see that.
Yeah, exactly, right? Ashtray with his fucking shitter hat with spikes on it. Well, he smells like weed. As soon as he
goes respectfully, you'd be like, he's got a gun!
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, that, ladies and gentlemen, is our show. In all seriousness, go fuck yourself, Janet Reno. This is the Red Eye Report.
Janet Reno.
Yeah.
You didn't
I was just fucking... like, who was someone I remember thinking, like, fuck them when I was younger? And then I remember, what's that?
I remember how ugly she was.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she was, she got shit done. She had that, like, she kind of looked like an old school mom, you know? Like, she would beat you with a ruler.
That's, she knew.
You know, she's like, yeah, damn right, I burned all those kids in Waco. She had that look.
Like, you're going to be next.
Oh, yeah, she was the one who, like, got all the
crap. Yeah.
Shit, you're nuts.
That's right. She's the one that gave the order to go in, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. And she owned it.
Yeah.
Look at that. She owned that shit. But also I think she had that kind of cold librarian like way about her that she could, and no one could question it. It's like, what are you gonna say?
Because she did with a box for Barry.
That's our show. So Janet Reno, God bless and fuck yourself. We're gonna be here every Thursday night, 10 PM Central. So make sure you join the conversation. She's what?
Janet Reno is dead, right?
Oh, is she? Yeah, she died in like 2017. Join the conversation at theredreport.com or facebook.com/redreport. We're not on the X, so like us, share us, fuck us. We're down for whatever. I'm the Ashtray.
I'm Markle.
I'm Mystic.
And I am Teddy.
Toss him out, Teddy. And this is the Red Report.
Toss him out, Teddy.
All right, that's what you told the in vitro fertilization clinic. Get the fuck out.